Jonah chapter 4. So we've just seen that the people of Nineveh repented. They changed. When Nineveh was told in 40 days you're going to be destroyed, they really repented. And so God is so feeling and sensitive towards people when they're sorry and when they repent. So he didn't destroy the city. But Jonah, who had been saved from the big fish by a miracle, who could have drowned at sea, who could have drowned in the middle of the tummy of this big fish, he's been saved by great grace. He was really angry that these people had repented and were going to be saved. So that's the trouble. You see, we can get angry and upset because other people are being saved. Because if you're really happy that other people are being saved, it shows that you want to see the glory of God and you're not just about justifying yourself. So Jonah prayed to the Lord and said, "I beg you, O Lord, wasn't this what I said when I was still in my country? That's why I ran away to Tarshish, because I know that you are a gracious God and full of compassion, very slow to anger, full of mercy, and you repent or change your mind about the evil that you say you're going to do." Well, yeah, God does exactly because people repent. If people repent, then God repents in the sense of changing his mind. "Therefore now, O Lord, please take away my life from me, for it's better for me to die than to live." Well, God has saved him for a purpose. Now he says, "I don't want that." How ungrateful is that? And it's this human ingratitude to God, not being grateful, which is a terrible feature, I'm afraid, of our nature. And that's why we got to continually remind ourselves that I must give thanks to God, even with my eyes open, if you're at school, if you're at college, if you're at work, if you're with other people, because we must be grateful. Not like him, who's Jonah, whose life was saved, and then he says, "Oh, it's better for me to die than to live." And the Lord said, "Are you right to be angry?" And whenever we're angry, we need to ask ourselves that question and hear God speaking to us as he spoke to Jonah. Are you right to be angry? So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city, and there he made him a little booth, and he sat under it in the shadow till he might see what would become of the city. And the Lord God prepared a kind of a vine, or a shade tree, and made it to quickly grow up over Jonah, that it might be a shadow over his head to deliver him from his grief. Jonah was really glad because of this gourd or this vine that grew up. But God prepared a little worm when the morning came up the next day, and it destroyed this vine, this shade tree, so that it withered. And it happened that when the sun rose, that God prepared a very strong east wind, and the sun beat on the head of Jonah, and he fainted, and in himself he wanted to die, and said, "It's better for me to die than to live." God said to Jonah, "Are you right to be angry about this tree? This vine, this shade tree?" Jonah said, "I am right to be angry, even unto death." And the Lord said, "You've had pity on the tree, the vine, the gourd, for which you didn't work, and you didn't make it grow. God made the trees grow. It came up in a night, and it perished in a night. And shouldn't I have pity on Nineveh, that great city in which are more than 120,000 people, and also very much cattle?" You see how God cares for animals. He's saying, well, what a shame it would be to destroy Nineveh. There's all these people in it, and also so many animals. So God cares for animals. God created the great whale or the great fish, and he created this tiny worm. He just says, and it happens. So this is really quite amazing how God is so active. He created the east wind, just like he created the wind that had made the storm on the sea to start with. So if we ask ourselves, well, who wrote the book of Jonah? In the end, it's Jonah. He wrote this book. And I think he may have written it, although it was under the inspiration of God, to sort of repent, to say, what a bad man I was. How ungrateful was I? How terrible that God saved me and then I wanted to die. So we must never be so depressed that we just think that life's not worth living. Because although we may all feel like that at times, God has given us life for a purpose, and we've got to use it for Him.